Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time that you protected me when I didn't know.
Thank God for another day.
Another day.
Yeah. Yes, I got a text last night about Brother Mike said his uncle had that transition last night, you know, as I'm keeping him in prayer, you know.
Mike, who is this man?
Michael. You know,
oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Keep him lifted up, you know, him and his family, you know. My brother, wife going surgery this morning. She want to keep her lifted up too, you know. And,
yeah,
you know,
praise
just
the Lord.
Keep the ones, the sick and the sunny and the ones are grieving. They're still going through, you know. But we ask God's strength for them, you know. We want to start out like this so we won't forget, because there are some places and things that, you know, we can, you know, you just never know when it's going to be your time for need for prayer, you know. So we just want to lift them up, brethren. You know, I know if it be God's will, I don't know if you got anything on your mind, but if it be God's will, you know, we can at least get in prayer, you know. You know,
the
songwriter said, I want to say thank you, you know. Mm-hmm. We go to God for a lot of things, but we never just go to him in thanksgiving. You know, just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I just want to say thank you today. You've been so good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I deserve your justice, but you give me that mercy. And you're messing around and made this the other reality. I can really say it is tomorrow or today, because he's already in tomorrow. But I know one thing, he allowed me to see this day. So I just want to say thank you. You know,
praise the Lord.
His Holy
yes, sir.
His Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every time we try to do this. We love, man. Try to do what we love, man. Because there's a lot of people don't even care. They wake up mad. They wake up being mad, you know. And just don't know how fortunate it is. Just to, they've seen another day, you know. Just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we don't tell them. You know, we don't use the word practices. And again, because I must tell you, we do practice, because every time we get on here, we exercise and pick up, you know. And then God, let him guide us in everything we do, you know. Because sometimes you can get so prepared, and God just said, no, I want to do something different, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I want to do something different. I want to do it
again.
Yeah, I want you to go there, you know. What you think about it, Ray? You feel good today?
Yes, sir. Man, I just, but that song was beautiful. Just and that's what I had up on my heart. Just wanted to thank it, and I just want to encourage people. You know, you said prayer. Man, God is awesome. Sometimes you just be without words. How he blesses and how he gives comfort, and it's just right on time. I thought about, you know, just before we came home, you know, just for a moment, I've been taking care of business and stuff, and I was a little worried because I knew I had something to do, but then the Lord, he just blessed, you know, right at the midst of you know about that preparation, and then you just spoke on it, but it did something different. Yeah, it's like, you know, I thought about you for a moment, you know, and you know what the experience you had with him, you know, and about the divorces. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And now you spoke about prayer for those that didn't believe, man. Thank you, Jesus. and right when I was getting ready to dial the number, he spoke it, Hebrews. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12:1. And this is a real God that we serve. and the more we are spiritual and connected to that spiritual world, the more, and with the supernatural, the more he will reveal unto us. Dear Jesus, thank you. I just want to encourage those, hallelujah, keep on trusting God, keep on depending upon God. No matter how it looks, hold on, because there is an unchanging hand. See, we change, but God, there is no need of change in him. So he remains the same. He just unfolds wonders before us. He just reveals mysteries unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank God. Thank God for opportunity just to come and read in his word. I say an opportunity because we have your lot of things we take for granted. Our health, our strength, our waking up the next morning, clothes on our right mind. Some is struggling, hallelujah, to even concentrate on having a peace of mind. Oh, hallelujah. Through sometimes this world gets pretty tough. Hallelujah. But I thank be to God for his mercy and his grace shown toward us and his kindness. Hallelujah. But I just want to, just for a moment, hallelujah, to encourage and uplift. I love to uplift, hallelujah, uplift people, encourage people as they're going through. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Father God, for blessing us to see this day. Hallelujah, blessing us to experience, oh, another moment with you. I want to tell you that we love you. Oh, Father, we're so thankful that you allowed us to be here. Father God, thankful that you allowed us, oh, hallelujah, to love on you us a little bit more on this side. Hallelujah. We tell you thank you. Just want to say thank you, Lord. Much obliged. Thank you, Father God, even for every situation, every trial, every tribulation, hallelujah, every refining fire of the Father God, that we may be better for you, Father God, that you would move things that are displeasing in my sight, Father God, that you would make us whole, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the things you have done, mercy, the grace that you have shown. Now we lift those that are believe in their heart, Father God. One we know about especially, hallelujah, the Michael, hallelujah, and homegoing of his uncle, in the name of Jesus. Give strength, Father, to that family to be thy will, Father. Comfort them, hold them, give them what you know that they need, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We also, hallelujah, lift up Dr. Wife, hallelujah. In this surgery, Father God, which you have your way, give your touch, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the doctors, hallelujah, wisdom, knowledge, and even bless the hand as it go through, Father God, with the surgery. We thank you, Father God, for doing surgery on our hearts, Father God, and you bless our hearts to be. You move out things and you restore and put in things, Father God, even in our spiritual. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this life that we live. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, also how you blessed our sister, our Amy, hallelujah, with a good report for her great grandchild. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your kindness that you showed towards us. Thank you for even the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that we feel. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. Bless us, Lord. We be blessed. Hallelujah. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Jesus, we'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews, if you will. Hebrews 12. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. Hallelujah. 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So glad God still making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. See, he's still revealer. Hallelujah. Reveals things, open things up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God has provided some better things for us. That they without us should not be made perfect. Hallelujah. This thing in Hebrews 11 was speaking about faith. Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. Faith. We to walk this Christian walk is a necessity that we have faith, that we have hope in God. Hallelujah. We don't have to have the pieces of the puzzle. But one piece of the puzzle we do need is faith in God, trust in God, hope in God, belief in God. Remove any doubt, hallelujah, that you may have. And pray the prayer often, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Give me strength where I'm weak, hallelujah, and believe that God is able to give that strength. No matter how weak you are, you keep believing and depending on God and watching you start to have and receive strength. Hebrews 12:1 tells us, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. You know, we have a race. We have each and every individual has their own race, their own accomplishment that God is looking for them to be able to accomplish while he yet provides his grace and his mercy before us, that Christ has set an example for us, hallelujah, and grace the divine of God and all the suffering believers to endure whatever the race he has for you, whatever the obstacles in your life, hallelujah, that the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, have before us. And then when we get to certain points in the race, hallelujah, when we have accomplish certain things, God is looking for us to tell others about his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his love that he's shown, hallelujah, us, letting them know within their hearts, hallelujah, that he will show the same thing to them only if they would trust him, would trust him. I used to hear my pastor often talk about a little old train, hallelujah, climbing this mountain. And we go around the mountain. That old engine would be trucking, hallelujah, be pulling, hallelujah, that heavy cargo weight, hallelujah. And the train, as the wheels turn. As the wheels turn, as it started to pull that heavy weight, it seemed like it was said, I think I can. You know, and as it goes up that mountain, I think I can. It's struggling to pull, hallelujah, weight and heavy weight, hallelujah. But one thing about it, going around the mountain, as we start to lay aside that thing that so easily beset us, that gives off course, hallelujah. As we, every victory, it goes higher and higher, every round goes higher and higher. Once we're at the top and it's time to come back down, that I think I can turns around into I thought I could. I thought I could. Victory has been accomplished. Hallelujah. There is a great cloud of witness. Hallelujah. Standing there at the end, telling us to go, come on. You can make it. Hallelujah. So great a cloud of witness. Lay aside every weight. When you lay aside that weight, the thing that's pulling us and tagging at us, tugging at us, and trying to get us off course, something may take out of our square, out of what we're used to, trying to pull us into a foreign thing where they can get the upper hand up on us. But when we lay those things aside, hallelujah, it's so easy. Beset us, we're restored to get a little strength, starting to lean upon the Lord more than we lean upon those things. Hallelujah. When we run, then we start to run with patience. We're able to be patient and wait on the Lord for his strength, for his goodness, for his mercy. Wait on the Lord to remove the things that could be hindering us, could be making us doubt. Hallelujah. That would make us fall short of completing the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Verse 2 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Great endurance. Hallelujah. For suffering. Hallelujah. God gives us strength to go through whatever storm that is set before us. Hallelujah. You're either in a storm, you're either getting ready to enter the storm, or you're in the midst of the storm, or you're even coming out of the storm. God is able to carry you through. Many have had the testimony, hallelujah, that God is able. So when we realize and understand and experience hallelujah, that God has carried us through, we need to encourage one another. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, hallelujah. He's the author of our faith. He's the finisher, hallelujah, of our faith. He's the author. He created the thing. He wrote the thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him endured. He endured the cross, even despising the shame of it. Hallelujah. Stripped down, naked, beaten. Hallelujah. On and set up on a rugged cross for all to see. Beaten beyond recognition, despising the shame of it. But now, look what it he was blessed by the things that he suffered. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered, and is now set down the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. For consider him that endured such contradictions, sinners against him, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. See, here it is for us. We have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Hallelujah. Striving against sin. Hallelujah. We should strive against unrighteousness. Strive against the things that would separate us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Separate us from God. Hallelujah. The more we're close to him and his strength. Hallelujah. The more we can be overcomers. Overcomers. Hallelujah. For God. Hallelujah. For he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But what are we going to do with the love that he gave us? Hallelujah. The gift of Jesus, will we accept what he did for us? Hallelujah. And after we accept that and try to live that, will we encourage someone? Will we bring someone along the way? Will we encourage someone else to do the best they can for the Lord while they have time, and encourage who whomever God put upon their heart and reach out to them and be a witness. Hallelujah. Be a witness. Be a witness for someone. Give help someone when they need a helping hand. When you help someone, the charity of God, hallelujah, the love of God flows through you to them, and they experience God's love, hallelujah, God's grace, God's kindness. It don't have to be financial, but it can just be giving of your time and praying, hallelujah, praying for someone, hallelujah, and to get a prayer answered. It takes obedience to get a prayer answered. It takes for you to do something to get God to look on the situation. And we do this. We must resist, hallelujah, the things that will pull you away, hallelujah. Strive against sin, dear Lord. See, strive against sin, hallelujah. And ye have forgotten the exhortation speaking unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastising of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. You know, when we were young, hallelujah, and couldn't understand when we would get rebuked or when we would get beaten because we failed to obey parents. Hallelujah, but look what those beatings done for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look. if you worry about not being able to get away with anything, because it seems like whenever you fall to the Lord, it seems like he whooped you. But here's the beautiful thing of it in verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scorn every son whom he received. So if God got it out, hallelujah. If God, hallelujah, seems like he have you walking the straight and narrow, be thankful, be blessed, hallelujah, for you love those whom he chastised and scorned, every son whom he received. If hallelujah, know this. If it's tough for you, God has received you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And endure his chastisement. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But if be thankful, hallelujah, because at least you know you're in his mind and he's thinking of you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanks be to God for whom the Lord loves us. He chastises and scorns every son whom you receive. If troubles are in your life, hallelujah, in your prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're going through a tough time, you have to look unto God, hallelujah. For he's the help that you're acquainted with. He's the help that you know. Hallelujah. If bereaved in heart, look unto to God. Oh, hallelujah. I can say encouraging words to you. I can pray for you. But when you look unto God for your own self, he creates a own testimony within you. You can say, I remember, hallelujah, when I was in despair, God, this did this for me. Or when I had a heart matter. Or when I felt like I was wounded. But God, comfort me. Hallelujah. That's your testimony. That's what God did for you, and can't nobody take what God did for you from you. And it gives you strength for the next battle, gives you hope, hallelujah, in God for the next accomplishment in God, hallelujah. When we turn aside every weight, everything that would hinder us from completing the race that is set before us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Persevering, hallelujah. Persevering, hallelujah. Obedience, hallelujah. The faith in Christ, hallelujah. Before the Hebrews, thank you, Jesus. When they must either win the crown of glory or have everlasting misery for their portion. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And it is set before us. By the sin that does so easily beset us. Understand that sin, which we are most prone, or to which we are most exposed, habits, age, or circumstance, hallelujah. But the circumstance calls you to lose faith or calls you to doubt at what age, hallelujah. What age you feel like, oh, hallelujah, age. When we're young, we feel invincible, like we can conquer anything, or we'll be all right. Then we get older sometimes. Instead of being a blessing to us, sometimes age it worries on us sometimes because we think we know. But when we have formed a habit to lean, depend, and trust in the Lord, hallelujah, while we yet have the activity of our limbs, while we yet have a peace of mind, while we yet have, hallelujah, can make a good decision, decide to trust in the Lord. This is most important, hallelujah. It's most important. Oh, hallelujah. While we cherish that sin, hallelujah. Do you love sin more than you love God? Hallelujah. Remain. That will be a hinder to you. Hallelujah. Hinder from running this Christian way. Hallelujah. That will be hindering you from completing, hallelujah, completing what God has set before you, the accomplishment. It's a need for us to accomplish things in God. It's a need, hallelujah, for mankind to show, though I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity, it is a need for me, hallelujah, to show God. Show him that I love him more than I love these things that are within the body that are fighting against me. But if I look unto him, if I trust in him, he'll help me with those things that others cannot see. That's only personal between me and him. He'll help me overcome. They overcome in God, overcome even this body. Help me put it. Help me subdue this body, this flesh that I am. When I say I want to do good and have a will to do good, but the evil is present with me. Hallelujah. But if I look unto him, he'll help me with that weight that's pulling at me. He'll help me with the things that are trapped, that are set before me, that cause me to stumble through this obstacle. God, he'll give me, he'll light up the pathway. The word is a lamp, hallelujah, unto my feet. It's a light unto my pathway. It clears where the dark spaces, hallelujah. God's word, and when it's in your heart, it gives you light and helps you see the things that you would have, hallelujah, been beset by. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And help you do this, endure the chastisement of the Lord. You'll know, instead of being mad at God, but you'll know, Lord, yes, I did it, and it's for my good. Have mercy. Have mercy as I try to climb. Have mercy as I try to clean up. Have mercy as I try to correct. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you'll be able to give his name the praise of the thanks through every trial. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If ye endure chastising, verse 7, God dealt with you as with sons. But what son is he whom the Father chastises not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are ye partakers? Then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have our flesh, which correct us, and we have them, hallelujah, reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And live. Hallelujah. There's life. Hallelujah. There's life. Hallelujah. There's life. Should we be subjected unto the Father of spirit and live? Question is asked. Hallelujah. We give respect unto our fathers and our forefathers. Hallelujah. Of our flesh, which corrected us, which would to try to guide us, which tried to lead us. Hallelujah. How much more should we be subjected unto the Father, the Creator? Hallelujah. Of spirits, the one that look unto your spirit, the one can look upon you, and the thing that's hindering you can look upon you, and with your will ask him to take it from you, and he can look upon that thing, can speak to demons and make them obey and make them flee, or make a deliverance happen. God the Father, hallelujah, spirits, hallelujah, and Leos, be obedient to God and live, hallelujah. Accept God's way and live, hallelujah. For they barely for a few days chastised us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Thank you, Lord. Holiness. Holiness, holiness, holiness. Thank you, Lord. God commands us to be holy, even if it's not popular, hallelujah, but it's beneficial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's truth. Hallelujah. Endure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The love of God endures. Hallelujah. Though you run in this race, and the motive for running, hallelujah, gives power to every discouragement, the motive behind it. Though you be weary, sometimes faint in your mind, get to crossroads, not sure what to do or where to go, but remember, the same God that was able and that brought you through, talk about what he has done. Hallelujah. Talk about how he has made a way. Give you strength when, so you'll be used that when you start to be weary. Hallelujah. No, talk to yourself. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Talk to the thing that will try to buffet you up, try to cause you to doubt. Speak to that thing. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. There's a cloud. Hallelujah. A cloud. Hallelujah. Cloud of witnesses. Of witnesses. Cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. The witnessing also encourages you. Come on, run. Come on. Keep on running. Come on. We are a cloud. Hallelujah. For each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Compassion for one another. Witnessing one another. Hallelujah. Encouraging one another. Uplifting one another. The weight is not so heavy when you get strength from others. Hallelujah. When you get encouragement of others, it helps you lay it aside. Hallelujah. It helps you pull it off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It helps you. Keep on pushing, keep on running, keep on leaning, keep on hoping, keep on depending, hallelujah, for the very, they vary for a few days, chastising us after their own pleasure, God. Father did that, after their own pleasure, hallelujah, to chastise, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, so it feeds him, hallelujah, to bruise son for us, hallelujah. But that was making a way for us. When he chastised us, it's making a way for us, hallelujah, making a way for others. For, hallelujah. When God allow you to be broken before him, it's making a way for you, and also it's making a way for someone else, hallelujah, someone else to be blessed by God, someone else. And if you tell it what God had done, if you tell it how you was lost, but now you're found. If you tell it, if you express God's love to someone else, hallelujah, give them help, them, let me keep on running, or it'll make them let you choose God, hallelujah, choose God again and again, choose God, lean on God, trust in God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm glad about it. Yes, I'm glad about it. Verse 11 says, now no chastising for the present seem to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. See? To them which are exercised thereby. Read that again now. No chastising for the present seem to be joy. It don't seem to be joy. It didn't seem for it to be joy to them at that time, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. Chastisement, hallelujah, make you seek after God. Chastisement, make you pray unto God. Chastisement, hallelujah, yield it that peaceable fruit of righteousness. Chastisement will make you do right. Chastisement will make you talk right. Chastisement will allow you to give up that pride of spirit and be humble. Chastisement, chastisement, hallelujah, unto them which are exercised thereby. But it yield that. I'm glad it yield that. It yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherefore, lift up the hands which came down and the feeble knees. Hallelujah. To Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hallelujah. That thing that was lame, the body that was lame, or the foot that had no strength going to be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You thought you couldn't make it, or thought you couldn't run, it's going to be healed. Hallelujah. Make straight paths for your feet. Let that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Follow peace with all men. Hallelujah. You have enemy. Hallelujah. See if you can make peace with them. Hallelujah. Yeah, one. Some people just don't like it because they just don't like it. They only have a reason. But follow peace. Hallelujah. Do it, whatever you can do, whatever the Lord left on your heart to peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. It says, he was teaching them. Hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at diligently, lest any man fail. Or the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Looking diligently. Does any man fail? Our desire is that each one will have victory instead of falling. When we look diligently, we should be looking to help each other. Hallelujah. Does anyone fall? Hallelujah. Of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you. Hallelujah. Cover it. We can cover it with love. We can cover it with peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then many things spring up in many minds, but we can cover it with that peace that passeth all understanding. Thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So his birthright. Is there anything in us that would make us give up our birthright? Our birthright, our birth in Christ. Is there anything that you were allowed to separate you from the love of God? Is there anything, and if there, you can think of something, pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray to the Lord that he can separate that thing from you, that you can run and not be weary, that you can strive on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you make it run better. The spiritual race, hallelujah. Faith and patience, endure, leave it to follow peace and holiness. Hallelujah. As those that are called by God, called unto salvation, it's a continual calling, constantly, diligently, hallelujah, with pleasure. Oh, hallelujah. Peace with me. Thank you, Lord. Peace, hallelujah. The peace of God. It passes what we can fathom. It passes what we can understand. But let there be peace. Let there be peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust and lean. Look unto our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Look unto him. Trust in him. Depend upon him. Hallelujah. For you know how that afterward, when you would have inherited the blessing, was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So be careful. Be careful, hallelujah, of the dark places. Be careful, hallelujah, to carry God. Hallelujah. Be careful, hallelujah, to not be disconnected. Hallelujah. See, God don't leave us, but we leave God. Many a time we decide that we got it, but accept God. Accept his way. Accept what he allows. Accept even rebukes. Accept even chastisement. Accept it. Though you think you're right, but accept even rebukes. If God tell you you're wrong, if God tell you need to correct something, just don't make allowances for it, or don't try to explain it, but just accept it and move on in the Lord. And that blind spot that you had, God would reveal it, and you can openly see it. Yes, I was wrong, or when I thought I was right. Hallelujah. Accept. Hallelujah. So there is a place found. Verse 10, 17 says, there was no place for him. Hallelujah. They gave up his inheritance, his blessing. Hallelujah. He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance. Don't let that be you. Find out that you can repent. Hallelujah. To God, don't stray so far away. Don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Don't put it in jeopardy. Hallelujah. Put yourselves in jeopardy. Put yourself in such a way, hallelujah, that sin takes you so far, hallelujah, that it turns into your reprobate mind, hallelujah. But remember God. Consider God. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor to blackness and darkness and tempest, the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voices they that hear entreat that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, Don't be as backsliding Israel that continually, hallelujah. No matter what God showed them, hallelujah, continue, hallelujah. But if God's showing you something, be thankful. Be encountered all joy, even if it's a rebuke, hallelujah. And surely be thankful if he show you that you're going the wrong way. If he allow your ears to be open, that you hear his voice, hallelujah. A door open within you, hallelujah, that you hear the Lord. Don't turn it away, hallelujah, hallelujah. But receive of the Lord. Receive, even if he has to burn you. Receive, even if he has to touch you and it feels like fire burning you. Receive, hallelujah. Receive, even if he has to tell you to lay down pride, lay down, hallelujah. Even if he has to tell you when you thought you were right, but you found out you were wrong, humble yourself and hear his voice, hallelujah. So this right here won't have to apply to you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for ye are not to come unto the mount that might be touched, hallelujah, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which was they that hear entreated, that the word should not be spoken unto them anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't harden your heart, but let God speak to you, hallelujah, while he's talking. Let him speak to you while he's talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to encourage someone as they're going through this race, they're trying to travel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us continue to encourage one another. Let's continue to uplift one another. Let's continue to love on one another. This brings in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be ever blessed for God coming in. And he will forever hear our prayer when we try to obey him and try to do what he say, try to live by him. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is what I have today. Hallelujah. There'd be one want to add or want some going over or want to go a little farther. Hallelujah. Or have something on your heart or someone that might want prayer, someone that might want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Amy. Hallelujah. This blessing that God blessed her. Hallelujah. That a testimony. Hallelujah. God bless that prayer request, dear Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your kindness, and your attentive ear unto us. Hallelujah. But you said the blame game. I hear you. The blame game. The blame game. Genesis 16:1-6. Hallelujah. My wrong be upon you. The Lord judge between you and me. Oh, Lord. Yeah, God's help. She asked for God's help. Hallelujah. To make the first step towards overcoming bitterness in a situation she couldn't change. Oh, I hear you. Hallelujah. God, give me the strength. Hallelujah. And the understanding to accept what I can change and what I can't. Hallelujah. And give me the difference to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But by God's grace, we can reflect his light in the dark times. Hallelujah. By God's grace. I hear you, Amy. By God's grace, we can reflect his light in the dark times. Thank you, Lord. Then she also gave us God's compass. God's compass. Hallelujah. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light. Yes. Yes, yes. Psalm 121. You should sing a song, hide the word in my heart, oh God. And through your word, I will understand the will for my life. But if you hide your word in my heart, hallelujah, God has given us his word to help us know and follow him. Thank you, Lord. That's part of God's compass. God has given us his word to help us know and follow him. Thank you. Helping each other. Oh, that's beautiful. Helping each other. God presents. God's presence brings us comfort. Our presence brings others comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Comfort, 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 comfort. Helping, that's how we help each other. And the best way we can help each other is to be as holy as we can, that God may use us to bless someone else. God can't use you if you continue to practice to be so dirty. Hallelujah. But God can use you when you ask of him to open up the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. And when God's righteousness starts to pour into you, it removes the things, hallelujah, that are within your heart. It cleans you, it purges you, hallelujah. It purges you, reproves you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Presence brings us comfort. Our presence brings others comfort. Thank you, hallelujah. God comforts us so that we can comfort those in any trouble. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, first chapter 3-7. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. She also gave it. Rest in him. Hallelujah. My child. Hallelujah. Thank you. Rest in him. Rest in the Lord. Lean upon the Lord. Greater love had no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. John 15:13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and give you peace. Numbers 6:25-26. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for those beautiful nuggets, as we call it. You gave us rest in him. She gave us helping each other. He also gave us God's compass. And then he gave us the blame game. The blame game. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord because of the blame game. God gives us this compass that he will direct us. He'll bless us that we can help each other. And finally, we can rest in him. Hallelujah. Beautiful today. Beautiful today. Hallelujah. There be one. that hit the one button. There be one. There be one. Now is the time. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm driving to work, so you may hear a little noise, but I thank God this morning for that message. I had just read both of those chapters last week.
Praise the Lord.
I really like where it says we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
And he wants us to keep holding on.
That's it.
Because witnesses can see. Blind people can't see. Mm-hmm. Dead people can't see. But if he says we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, that lets me know that there's life on the other side.
Yes, sir.
And he said, lay aside every weight.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest weight he's wanting us to lay aside, which every other weight lies under this weight, and that's unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And so the witnesses are cheering me on to run this race, saying that I can finish, I can do it. believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Paul said, I ran this race, mm-hmm. I finished this course. He's telling me mm-hmm. to run on to see what the end going to be. So I've got those cheering me, saying we did it, believe like we did. But then I got those others over there that are saying, I don't know, you know, putting that doubt in my mind from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest sin, the biggest weight is unbelief. And under that, everything else falls as far as weight. But, man, I really liked it this morning. He confirmed, because I was definitely reading it last week. And
praise the Lord.
I was like, man, you know what? If he's saying we got witnesses, they alive. They cheering me on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. But then he told me, he said, the biggest weight is sin. So what's the opposite of belief? Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So just like you got those, just like when the sower came to sow, as he was sowing the wheat, somebody was there sowing the tares. So I can always remember, you know. I just want to thank you,
Lord.
My brother. I thank you. So I'm driving to work. Couldn't get out. Yes, sir.
Beautiful. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God bless through. God bless this morning through a testimony. And Brian testified of voices that he heard. I just thought about that. And God bless. What a lesson. See how our testimony. Hallelujah. Even over there, Revelation will tell me that we overcome. Hallelujah. By the word, by the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of all. Hallelujah. Testimonies. We need to testify. Hallelujah. Testify of his goodness. Testify of his grace. Testify of his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, just to put it in remembrance unto you. Revelation 12, 10 and 11, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accusers of our brethren is cast down, which accuse them before our God day and night. And they by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives until the death. Hallelujah. So here it is. We love the Lord more than that sin, hallelujah, that would beset us. Hallelujah. We love the Lord and we will testify of his love because of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. We love the Lord for confirmation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And confirming things. We love the Lord. though there is an accuser. But what will overcome the accuser by the blood of the Lamb, we overcome, hallelujah, because it already has been ordained and predestined. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. It's already been said. It's already been said. It already has been written. And they overcome. And they overcome. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. And they overcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 For a moment, we'll give somebody a chance for a moment. as somebody thinking on that, just for a moment, I decided to make Jesus my choice. Hallelujah. My choice. But one thing about it is, before I decided, he decided. Hallelujah. But no one can come unto him unless he call him. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord. Though we decided, but he decided. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Tell somebody of his goodness. Tell somebody of his grace. Yeah. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wife through the surgery. Hallelujah. Thank you through the healing process, Father God. Lend us your healing power, your healing strength, your healing hand. Cover us, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Cover us, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. Also, hallelujah, those that lost loved ones, Father Mike. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His family. Hallelujah. His uncle. Father God, bless him. Oh, heal, deliver, set me. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though we may shed brownie tears, but let us continue to hope in you and trust in you and lean and depend upon you, because you are our strength, oh Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh Father God. Without you, we would be lost, but because of you, we have strength. Because of you, we have joy. In the time of sorrow, we can lean on you, because our heart is heavy, but we thank you, Father God. You are the lifter of a broken heart, a heavy burden. You are the lifter. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your love. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being among us that warm these cold hearts of ours, Father God. Thank you for your love that just overflows, Father God. Oh, your manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you. Thank you. We lift up all, Father God, those unto you, Father God. Look on each and every prayer request, Father God. Read the things that are on men's heart, Father God, and bless them, Father God. Those that remain silent, but give them a testimony that they come forth and tell it of your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your kindness. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every trial, every victory, every trial, every tribulation, every storm. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're working it out, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you're working it out. We just say, thank you. In Jesus' name, continue. We ask the blessings on Reverend Brian and his job, and bless him, Father God, to make decisions. Hallelujah. You know his heart. You know what's on his heart. We ask continue to bless him. Oh, bless Brother Jock as he be stripped, hallelujah, for his wife as she go through in the name of Jesus. Bless him. Give him the strength, the head of strength that he needs, hallelujah, to keep on being a vessel for you. Bless, hallelujah, sister, mother, hallelujah, her family. Oh, thank you for the good doctor's report, hallelujah. The good godly report, we say thank you. Rejoice, we ever mind to give your name the praise was you that has did it, that has done it, that thing. We said, thank you. It is you that has brought us. It is you that has taught us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you for your teaching, Father God. Keep on blessing us that we may be a blessing. Keep on keeping us that we will be kept, Father, by your strength, hallelujah, by your power. We realize that you're able to keep us from falling, so bless us to look unto you and lean upon you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
With my voice, I will speak for you, I will
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
The rocks are